You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we continue with the coverage of the Quran memorization competition, and a youngster from South Africa has gone to participate in Saudi Arabia in the Haramain. We're joined on the line by the coordinator, one of the coordinators of the competition, and that is Qari Bashir Patel. Qari Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. And yourself, Qari Sahab?
Alhamdulillah.
Karisap, in terms of the stage where the competition is at this point, where we've now sent a youngster over to Saudi Arabia to participate, perhaps you can update listeners what has transpired and from which year of the competition is this youngster who has now gone over.
Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ba'd. Alhamdulillah, Abid Muhammad, what's his name? Abid Muhammad ibn Abdulaziz. He was chosen to represent South Africa this year in the King Abdulaziz competition, and is the 38th King Abdulaziz competition so far. And he was one of the winners, one of the three winners from last year, from the 2015 competition, which was held at the Nizamiya Masjid just after Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, he was, you know, initially what used to happen is that they used to give us four places every year, and they increased the countries, and they changed the criteria, not the criteria, the categories. Then what after changing the categories, they cut it down to three. And now they haven't changed categories, but still, because they want to increase the participating countries, now they have changed it to one per country. So initially we thought we'll send Hafiz Ziad Mullah from Indonesia. However, because, you know, close to the deadline, he couldn't bring his passport or his travel documents, so we had to change. And he made a change and we sent Hafiz Muhammad ibn Abdulaziz. So we thought we'd do the 15 Jews category this year, but now we went back to the 5 Jews, inshallah. He left on Saturday, alhamdulillah, and I think on Sunday already, Sunday or Monday, he had his prelim round as well already. And the chances are he did very, very well. We won't know till the end of the competition. What happens is that they have a prelim round there at the hotel, and then from Saturday when the competition starts, now you wouldn't know that whether you were chosen or not, because they don't tell you that, okay, that you have been eliminated or you have gone through, etc. We can speculate and feel, because he did, when we listened to the recordings, he did very, very well, alhamdulillah. So we can speculate and say that inshallah we have a good feeling that he will go through. However, that is only what happens is every morning from Saturday onwards, when they go through, they'll see a notice board and see, look for your name. So I'm not in the morning session, so afternoon there'll be another list of names at the hotel. So you look for your name, that I'm not on today's session. Then the next day, Sunday maybe, then you go and see. So that's how it happens. So till the end, you didn't know that, okay, am I eliminated from the competition or I'm still in the competition? But inshallah, because, you know, when we listen to the recordings also, he knew his work, alhamdulillah. Very, very strong hafiz, and his tajweed is a very, very high level as well. And with it, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted him a good rhythm in his reading, alhamdulillah, with voice and rhythm, etc. Very touching reading, alhamdulillah. So we all hope that inshallah Allah will hear some good news, inshallah.
Is there any particular reason why we have a 1 year period after the person has won in the nationals in South Africa that he participates
the next year in the international? One is that once you win in South Africa, you have a longer chance to start preparing for the main competition. You know, because there we have people from, you know, different countries, and some of them, to tell you the truth, they would take off 2 or 3 years just to prepare for a competition. So it gives them that time, but from a practical point of view, as we know, Ramadan is closing in and squeezing us into January. And already this year it was June, and we have to hold the regional competitions, and then immediately after that we have to go into a national competition, all that in a very small space of time, a very short space of time. So that becomes very, very difficult. And so that is why from last year we had to take the decision that the prelims for the, or the regionals for the time being, will take place before Ramadan. And they also, like for example, last year we had a problem where the dates we chose were coinciding with, for the regionals, were coinciding with the school examinations, etc. So all these things we have to take into consideration. So for the time being, we are still holding the regionals before Ramadan, and after Ramadan we're holding the, the final contest for the local South African national contest competition. Now, names for the competitions have to be submitted before Ramadan. So that is why now, like those contestants from 2016, they will only go now in 2017, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, Karisap, you were part of the competition in Makkatul Mukarramah, being there as a moderator, as an examiner. Perhaps you can share with listeners the atmosphere. What is it like, this competition taking place in the blessed Holy Mosque, and having students from all over the world coming together simply to recite the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reciting it in the most beautiful and melodious manner, together with upholding all the laws of Tajweed, and reciting it with, you know, in the high level that we see with the with the caliber of people from across the globe coming together.
In 2012, when I went, there was about 54 countries contesting in that competition, alhamdulillah, and at the moment it's more. You know, for me, as one of the adjudicators there, you know, I took that as my workplace, my place of work. Now, it was so overwhelming, alhamdulillah, that after you finish your session, you just get off your seat and go and just watch the Kaaba. And in the morning session, what I used to do is just get up, go down to the Kaaba and make tawaf. And it's, you know, at this time of the year, tawaf may take you about 7-8 minutes for full 7 rounds. So before Dhuhr, I used to make a tawaf. Then after Dhuhr, you make another tawaf. Then you used to go back to the hotel, then come back after Asr. Before Asr, you just try and make a tawaf, because after Asr till Isha, again you'll be in session. After Isha, again, you just go to the Kaaba from on top, because it was used to be held upstairs. And from there you just go and just gaze at the Kaaba until the Salatul Isha. And after they come down, make 1-2 tawaf again, and then you go back and, you know, retire. But it's like, you know, your workplace, your office is in the
Haram.
That was something, you know. Alhamdulillah. When you look at the contestants, and this happens here in South Africa and everywhere. You know, Quran, they're sitting with the Quran, they're learning, they're reading, trying to be their best. And that is what is the purpose of these competitions, is that your preparation is more important. Your preparation for the competition is more important than a competition. Because as I saw him off at the airport, Hafiz Abdul Aziz, Hafiz Muhammad ibn Abdul Aziz. And what happened was that my advice to him was that don't be too over concerned of coming out first. Because sometimes that you pressurize yourself so much that when you go there you become nervous. I told him, alhamdulillah, you have made a lot of effort. Your Quran is quite strong, and so you won already. So whatever you have learned so far, that's going to remain with you. That prize is with you forever till the day you leave. And then I gave him another bit of advice. I mean, I don't know if I'm fit to give advice, but I thought, all right, let me just give one. He's like my son, you know. So what I told him, I said, in the event that you come out first, we'll be very happy, inshallah. However, if you come out first, then let it not go to your head. You know, sometimes people say, you know, for example, if you win the South African competition, I'm the South African champion. You're not the South African champion. I'm now, for example, at world stage, if you come out first in the whole world. And that's the same advice I gave to Hafiz Yusuf when he came back. I said, let it not go to your head because that will be a detriment to you. Be more mutawadi' that I am nothing. The Qur'an is what has given me honor and my work is to serve the Qur'an. I am no champion, I am nothing like that. Because when you think you are champion, now you started your downhill, you know. So that was one of the advices I gave him. And inshallah, I know, as you know, the few times that I came into contact with this boy, alhamdulillah, I saw that he is quite mutawadi' and very humble boy. And inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keeps him like that. And we as South Africans, we will be very, very overjoyed to hear that Hafiz Muhammad ibn Abdul Aziz took the first position, inshallah.
Inshallah. Rishab, we appreciate you chatting about this, sharing with us the advices and the objectives of the competition and putting listeners into perspective with regards to the various angles of the competition. Jazakumullah khair, and we await the announcement with regards to the results when that does come through, inshallah.
Inshallah. Oh, we ask all our listeners to make a lot of dua for him, inshallah.
Inshallah, Allah make it easy for him.
Inshallah. Right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Qari Bashir Patel speaking to us about the competition that's taking place in Saudi Arabia. And for the competition, we have our representative on behalf of the entire country, Hafiz Muhammad, the son of Qari Ismail bin Abdul Aziz, who will be participating in the five Juz category. Inshallah, Allah make it easy and grant him success and grant him victory, inshallah. 38 minutes past 8.